This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Vision.
The next idea.
People mean very different things whenever they talk about innovation.
Kent County is ready to tackle its trash. The county's been inspired by a recent study by the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum and Grand Valley State University. That study put a dollar value on the municipal solid waste going into Michigan's landfills and incinerators every year, $368 million. So there's lots of valuable trash being incinerated or buried, and Kent County is stepping up efforts to recover some of that. Our latest contributor to the next idea is Dar Boss, director of Kent County Department of Public Works. Dar, that report on municipal solid waste finds West Michigan could realize something like, what, $56 million by changing the way you deal with trash? That's a pretty strong motivator.
It certainly is. We knew anecdotally for a long time that there was a lot of good material going to landfill, but this is really the first time that the West Michigan Business Sustainable Business Forum and others sat down and said, okay, let's really determine what it is we're throwing away. Let's measure that, and let's put a value to it.
And when we use that term municipal waste, exactly what are we talking about?
Municipal solid waste makes it's typically what you and I put in the trash. It might be coming from a business or a college or university. Some commercial waste may be coming from a retailer or a business. It's really a blend of a lot of different items that are being placed in the trash. Either it's going into a dumpster and it's being picked up commercially, or it's going to a cart and it's going into a trash truck going alongside the road.
Now, because of this study by the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum, you've signed on to something called the 20 by 20 and the 90 by 30 vision. What is that?
We tried to develop some visioning around how in the world are we going to get there from here. We've talked about it for a long time, and we really felt the best way to do this was to start a process of saying, okay, if we're going to set real goals, let's communicate what that is. So 20 by 20 means by the year 2020, we'd like to reduce our landfill by 20%. And then by 2030, we'd like to reduce our dependency on landfill by 90%. So that gives us some real goals to work with.
That's a steep goal, especially thinking of 90%. So you've got some immediate steps to take. What kinds of things will you be doing to start hitting that 20 by 20?
Well, what we looked at the study, there's a couple of things that really stood out to us. 40% of the material that's going into landfills is organic. That means it could be paper towel, napkins, food waste, material that's readily compostable. It's not necessarily yard waste because there is a ban on that. A little bit of that gets in, but it's all the other material that has nutrient value. So you say, okay, let's grab that 40%. Let's take a look at paper, for example. 20% of what was going into the Kent County area landfills was paper. And if we get the paper, we get the compostable materials, organics, and then we look at what's called construction and demolition debris, that would bring us a long ways toward our goal by 2020, and that would help us move then towards 2030. So there's some real low-hanging fruit. There's opportunity to recycle those things right now if we do it differently, and that's where we want to focus.
Dar, it does seem that there are probably a lot of deeply ingrained habits that are going to have to change on the part of homeowners and business, such as?
No question about it. So one of the things that we see coming into our North Kent transfer station, our landfill, our waste energy, there's so much corrugated cardboard, paper, plastics, things that, again, have homes already. Either the business doesn't think they generate enough on their own, or they're not thinking about, should I do something differently? They're just so accustomed to putting in the trash. What we're saying is it is time that we look at our collection infrastructure, we look at our education, and we begin to take this information, work with businesses one-on-one, and help them understand, hey, you've got another company, another small business, maybe another retailer nearby you. If you take your corrugated, combine it with everyone else's, now you have enough to collect.
I got to ask, what is the payoff for me? If I'm going to go the extra mile by cleaning out the jars and the plastic containers and doing something with food waste besides scraping it into a trash bag or running it through the disposal, what's in it for me?
There's a couple of things that we look at. For example, last year, 2015, in West Michigan as kind of our service area, Ottawa County, Kent, Allegan, Muskegon counties, Those four counties combined generated 3.8 million cubic yards of trash. That's 1 year. That happens every year. It's trending up here in West Michigan because we're doing pretty well. That's the equivalent of 4.5 University of Michigan big houses. Each one of those will hold 800,000 cubic yards of trash. We cannot continue to generate that, use up all this land where we can't go back and build a mall or put in residential housing or do whatever it is we want with this property. That's one issue. The other issue is so much of this material has value, whether it's tin cans or corrugated or plastic bottles, paper. They're feedstocks for manufacturing, and we need to move that material back into the manufacturing stream so it can be reused again. So we're not mining natural resources, whether it's oil or paper, forestry products, et cetera. We might as well use material that we already have.
So we're basically burning dollars and burying dollars.
You know, so here's another great example that came from the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum study. Just in Kent County alone, we throw away $1 million worth of Michigan deposit containers every year. So if just one person could collect every pop can, soda can, beer can, bottle, et cetera, that has a deposit on it, they'd be a millionaire in a year. So you start looking at all these individual numbers, and I've spent a lot of time at our landfill, get right up on the working face where the trucks are dumping. There is so much good material, whether it's a pop can or a box, a corrugated box that maybe came from an online shipment from Amazon or kind of you name it. There's a lot of good materials that should go to Goodwill or to another, a Habitat for Humanity, things that should be reused, not just thrown away because it's convenient.
Dar, what are some of the most basic and significant ways that we individuals can help this effort to not be throwing away so much useful and valuable municipal stuff?
We need to be more thoughtful about how we handle trash, if you will. It really is a resource. So we have this idea called ImagineTrash.org, where people can think about, learn about, begin to consider what are my options. We've been taught over time, and I'm kind of an old hat in this business. I've been here in the waste business for over 25 years. At some point, it became okay to just send things to the landfill. Well, at one time, it was okay to put them in an open dump. And at one time, it was okay to throw it in the river. And at one time, it was okay to throw it in a wetland. We're learning over time that we have to change. And our thinking is this. If we can capture all the organics and compost that and return that back to agriculture, isn't that better than just putting it in a landfill? If we can take all these other resources and instead of just simply throwing them away, start thinking about, I can put this in my recycling cart, have it processed, it becomes an economic tool and it allows industry to be more profitable.
How confident are you, Dar, that Kent County will meet those goals, the 20 by 20 and the 90 by 30?
We're very confident. We're confident enough to say we have 200 acres of property that we've set aside for future landfill construction. We opened what's called the South Kent Landfill back in the early 1980s. DPW's been in the trash business, if you will, since the 60s. A 325-acre site is almost full. We're 10 to 12 years out from having that site full. We're wanting to develop what's called a sustainable business park where we can invite companies to come in to process. And we're giving industry, and we're beginning to articulate, we intend to exit the landfill business in the next 10 years. In the next decade, we want to change. Here's our commitment. We're ready to change. Are you ready to change with us?
Dar Bass, Director of Kent County Department of Public Works, thank you so much for being with us on The Next Idea. It was great talking with you.
Thank you.